you, don't you worry. If you were in a hurry, if I were Curry and Claypool. Curry and Claypool. No matter how your day goes, they got a fresh new show today. It's Curry and Claypool. Whether you up north of Gardendale or down south past Vestavia, turn up your sound and listen well, cause we got something to say to you. Curry and Claypool, they in the know. Their topics cover A to Z. So whether you drive fast or slow, just sit on back and feel the beat.
Oh no!
It's Curry and Claypool.
Good morning. It is the third day of January. The folks down here in the South, where our epicenter is here, Tony Curry Radio. We got about a half inch of snow down here last night. It was fantastic. I love it. Kids woke me up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, dude. I ain't go back to bed yet. And, of course, we got a big-ass accident on I-20. You spit on the road in here, and it's like 29 degrees. Good night. And we're shutting things down. It's the way it is. That's the way I like it. Lots of great classic rock and roll. Is Journey Really Journey? We'll remember Betty again today. And California twins that were actually born on different days. How's that even possible? We'll talk about that coming up a few minutes right here as we go. Tony Curry live on Facebook. The Curry and Claypool Show. Good morning. Tony Curry Radio. Good morning to you. Happy first day of work, I guess, for 2K22. I'm saying 2K22 instead of 2022, because it seems like whenever we say something with 20, it hadn't been real good the last couple of years. So we're going 2K22. I'm Tony Curry, the Curry and Claypool Show. And I tell you what, right now, our week is looking stellar. That right there, Billy F. Gibbons, and of course, Dusty Hill. We lost him back in 2021. See, if it was 2K21, wouldn't happen. But he's been on our radio show several times, and that's because of Austin Hanks and Blues Almighty. That show will kick back up on Thursday. We have the Damon Johnson show coming up on Friday. Later on today, Dark Side of Pooch at noon and 8. Of course, Adapt or Perish, which happens on Tuesdays at noon and 8. And Live Wire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828, coming up again on a Wednesday. I hope you had a great New Year's Eve. I did the New Year's Eve thing down at the Sheraton downtown. I think I was down there for like 10 or 11 years in a row. We had Atlanta Rhythm Section playing every single year. It was fantastic, doing Champagne Jam, and just blew it out. Just wonderful parties, sold out every single year. And then, of course, you get a little older. New Year's Eve takes on a different thing. I saw a great post of Taylor Hicks sitting with his bulldog somewhere. I guess it looked like it was in Las Vegas. But times have changed, and it gets better as you get a little older, because you really appreciate what happens when New Year's come into place. With that being said, I don't watch a lot of television these New Year's Eve. I used to watch the Dick Clark thing a little bit. I used to watch, you know, the ball come down and everything else. Now, of course, it's like in 17 different time zones. But I did think it was kind of funny. This knucklehead. They had several different places. They had ABC doing one. Andy Cohen was doing one. And then New Year's Eve rival Ryan Seacrest was right behind him in New York City. And Andy said, if you look behind me, you'll see Ryan Seacrest's group of losers performing. I'm sorry, but if you're watching ABC, you're watching nothing, he went on to say. Now, Andy admits that he probably had a couple of cocktails. He actually said that he was overserved before he actually did the show. Then he went on. And, by the way, they had Ashanti, J. Rowland, Journey playing in Times Square. He also made fun of the Filipino singer Arnel Piñata, who is 54, who's the lead singer of Journey. He said, we're doused with confetti from fake Journey on ABC. If it's not Steve Perry, it doesn't count. You get it. It's not Journey. It's propaganda. It's propaganda. It's not Journey. It's not Journey. No, that's not Journey. Steve Perry is Journey. He continued. And of course, Ryan just looked over his shoulder and was like, dude, put the shot down and just do your show, for God's sakes. So I threw the question out this morning. If it's not Steve Perry, is it really Journey? Normally when I see these older classic rock bands, and listen, I think to hear Don't Stop Believing at Midnight was sweet. I thought it was great. But I certainly understand where you lose a guitar player, a drummer, something like that, you can pull it off. But when a band is known for one particular member, and that being, of course, Steve Perry, and I know people know John Cain and Neil Sean, those guys too, he's like, it's not Journey, it's really not Journey. And so when you see like these top bands like Shanti or J. Rule, and then you throw in a Journey, you're kind of like, what? It's a little strange, but I thought that was pretty funny. Happy New Year to you. I hope you're kicking off the year. And of course, if you're down here in the South, it is colder than a brass bra out there right now. It's like 30-something degrees. I still got snow all over the ground, which is great. I know the kids loved it. We'll talk about Betty White. I got some more Betty White stories to get into. I had an aunt who was 90 years old. This was 20 years ago. And she basically said she could live as long as she wanted to live, but she could also die when she wanted to die. And there's something really romantic about a person who is like, I'm ready to go whenever God's ready to take me. I mean, they're just totally at peace. They're like, you know, sorry, you guys, but when he calls me, I'm ready to go. And I'm, you know, I got more on the other side right now. There's at a point where you got more people on the other side than you do on this side. You're not really sure why you're still alive. You still get to wake up every morning. And Josh would always tell the story about his father. And he's like, I don't know why I'm still here. And I just wake up every morning. I'm like, okay, here's another day on earth. We'll get after it. And I believe that Betty White could have lived a little longer if she wanted to. And I'm trying to figure out why she didn't make it to her 100th birthday on January 17th. You remember one George Burns died right after he turned 100. A lot of people said he just wanted to make it to 100 and he was kicking the bucket. So why didn't Betty make it to 100? And I know ultimately God has the final say in all this. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes. Plus, I've got a major issue with tipping. On 2022, this is going to be one of the things I change. We'll talk about that as well. Uber Eats, a driver came out on TikTok yesterday and said there's this thing called tip baiting where you can actually tip before you get your food. And in hopes to get your food quicker, you make a bigger tip, but then you can pull it back when you actually get your food. That don't seem right. But a lot of people are chiming in saying, no, it's normal. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes right here on Tony Curry Radio. Come on, Mo. 2K22, it is the first day of work in 2022. I hope you had a fantastic New Year's Eve. We did around here, if you're like most people that are my age. We did New Year's Eve parties down at the Sheraton when I was doing the classic rock thing. We must have did it like 6 or 7 years in a row. We had the Atlanta Rhythm Section playing every single year. I remember here in Champaign, Jam, we had Foxy Fats down there. We had some Prince ripoff band. That was not a ripoff at all. They were fantastic. They did 1999 in 1998, going into 1990. We had some hellacious parties. And, of course, down at the Sheraton, I haven't stayed at that hotel probably in about 20 years. Of course, all the glass, all the enclosures of the rooms was facing the inside. And inevitably, someone would always be celebrating New Year's Eve up against the glass, if you know what I'm talking about. We had a great time. And then, of course, you get a little older. New Year's takes on a different thing. You can still go out and party, have a good time. And then at some point in your life, you'll have to set an alarm to get up in time for midnight to actually see the New Year come in place. And that's where I'm at in my life with my kids, and I'm totally loving it. And we also got some snow last night. I hope you saw it. That's something down here. My neighbors were so excited. They were out in the yard last night at 1 o'clock in the morning throwing snowballs, and I love that. And, of course, people up north are like, what the hell's wrong with you folks? We got a huge wreck, I think, on 459 or I-20 this morning. Listen, I always say that seeing snow is like seeing deer and boobs. I never get tired of it. I never get tired of seeing either one of those. Whenever I see a deer or boobs, I'm like, I just get super excited. I could see a million of them in one day, and I still get excited whenever I see a deer. So whenever we get snow around here, it's great. And I hope you got a chance to see it. I posted a couple pictures this morning. I wrote something on the car. Way too warm. And I thought it was great. Someone placed on Facebook this morning, Siri, please remind me to turn my AC off by tomorrow morning. We had the air conditioner blowing full blast yesterday. And, of course, this morning it's like 29 degrees, so it was great. Got a couple things I want to get into this morning here on Tony Curry Live. The Curry and Claypo show coming up on Thursday. Of course, later on this afternoon, Dark Side the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Ross Bridge Animal Hospital. That's going off at noon and 8. Alex Hublein from Adapter Parish. He's been out the last couple of weeks. He'll be on again tomorrow from noon and 8. As far as I know, we're good to go. Wednesday, Live Wire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. 205-682-2828. Thursday, Blues Almighty, a brand new show at noon and 8 with Austin Hanks. Never could find out who's going to be on that show, man. Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses has been on. He's had Billy Gibbons on from ZZ Top. Rick Nielsen's coming up. So that's going to be a great show. And, of course, the Damon Johnson show coming up on Friday at noon and 8 as well. Got some more John Madden news. We lost two just absolute monsters in entertainment with John Madden passing away last week at the age of 85. And then Betty White dies at 99. I want to talk about her in just a second. And also we have this great story about California twins being born in different years. What? We'll talk about that. And also, I got a friend of mine who drives for Uber Eats. He called me up last night. He saw this TikTok video of evidently a driver who's being tip baited. You heard about this? I got a big time issue with tipping right now. And I love to tip. I like to be the man. I've always given 20% or more if the service is good. I'm not one of those guys where if the service is really lousy, I like give you a nickel. I'm not going to do that. I'll always give you 15% because I've been in the service industry. I know how difficult it is. I know you may be having a bad day. I also understand that customers are always right and customers expect great service. Right now, it sucks because you go to any restaurant, you can't get good service because there's nobody working. There's nobody there. You got one guy doing the cooking and the cleaning. He's bussing tables. I understand how difficult it is. So I try to be understanding there. But if you're not serving me and I'm going through a drive-through window, why in the hell am I going to leave you a tip? And the fact they're actually asking you for a tip bothers me because I feel bad. I feel like if you're asking me for something, I want to help you out. And I don't know if you're making 15, 16 bucks an hour or not. That's not the point. We'll talk about tip baiting coming up in a second. So I had this aunt who was 99 years old. This is back in 1994. And her name was Aunt Gertrude. She lived up in Lexington, Kentucky. And I went and saw her when she was 99, and I said, the old question, why are you still here? Obviously, we loved her. I'm glad she was here. But what keeps you going? She's like, I wake up every morning. There's something really sexy and romantic about a person being okay to die. They're like, listen, I got more on the other side at this point. I got more people that I know have passed away. When I get to the other side, it's going to be a party. I don't have I've got grandchildren here and I've got great-great-grandchildren. But when God's ready to take me, I'm good to go. There's something really romantic and cool about that because most people don't want to die. But when you get to be 99, what else is your purpose here, right? So it's a God thing. So when God's ready to take you, he takes you. Now, she always told me, she said, I want to make it to 100 because I just think it's cool. I know there's a big celebration coming up, and I don't want to lay by down. And so I'm going to make it till I'm 100, and then I think I'm going to ask the Lord to take me because I'm just tired. And she was in relatively good shape. She just didn't really know why she was still here. But she brought a lot of laughter and fun to a lot of people around her. And I said, well, obviously God still has a purpose for you, and so that's why you're still here. And she goes, I guess so. So she said, I think I could kick it right now if I want. It's about a month before her birthday. She goes, I think I could kick it right now. I think I could go to sleep tonight, pray, and not wake up tomorrow, and I'd be totally cool with it. But I think I'm going to hold off and make it to 100, and then I'm going to go. Well, she turns 100. I think it was like on March 8th or something. It was right around my birthday. And she died 2 days later. How is that possible? 2 days later. She made it. We had this nice little celebration for her. It was about 50 or 60 people, and she was in great shape, and she could still walk. She walked her dog, and she went out and got her own newspaper, and she lived by herself. And, I mean, she had it going on, right? Had no major medical issues. And then 2 days after she turned 100, she died. And I was like, and so my mom came to me. It was my mom's sister. And she's like, wow, I can't believe she made it to 100. And I shared the story with her that she was ready to go. She cried, and she's like, oh, that's an amazing story, blah, 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 blah. So Betty White's sitting here at 99. She's going to turn 100 on January 17th. And I'm trying to figure out, and again, I know this is a God thing. God's going to take you when he's ready, right? Ultimately, he's the last one that's got to say, right? But I'm trying to figure out why she didn't make it to 100. Because every time you talk, or every time you saw an interview with her, she seemed like she was still genuinely blessed. She was happy. She was in good health. I know she had some caretakers. I know she wasn't living in the place she wanted to live in because of her age, but she was still doing acting. Hell, she was on Saturday Night Live last year. She's still getting after it. And so maybe I'm overthinking this, but I'm trying to figure out why she didn't make it to 100. I know there was going to be a big celebratory thing. I don't know if it was recorded. I don't know if it's still going to air coming up around her birthday on January 17th, a big 100-year celebration for Betty White. And I mentioned I went through Publix the other day up here in Valleydale Road, and there was no less than 10 publications with her picture plastered all over it saying, Betty getting ready to serve and save her 100th birthday for a big celebration. And I was like, well, this came out a little early, didn't it? And they were all ready to, break the news that she was going to be turning 100, and obviously it didn't happen. And so I'm trying to figure out, maybe I'm overthinking this a little bit, but why she went when she did as close to 100. George Burns. Remember him? The Oh God movies? Comedian, smoked 3 or 4 cigars a day, drank martinis all day long. Always talked about, I want to make it to 100, and after 100, I'm done. His birthday was like in January, and he died like less than 6 weeks later. Like he made it, and he's like, I'm good. I'm 100, I think I'm going to kick the bucket. I want to go. I just wonder about that. Don't you wonder about that? John Madden, a lot of great stories coming out. And, of course, the National Football League. I was watching me some Red Zone yesterday. I love that channel, by the way. It's the best channel on television, Red Zone. I love the Red Zone. Anyway, John Madden, all these stories coming out. And, of course, they did a huge remembrance of him and a moment of silence at every major NFL stadium yesterday, at remembering his life. He had four rules in life that we can all live by, all four of them. First of all, be on time. I'm always like OPE, O-P-E, on time, prepared, engaged. If you're on time, if you're prepared and you're engaged, you cannot fail in life at anything. Work, relationships, whatever, OPE, O-P-E, on time, prepared, engaged. Be on time. Pay attention. His third, play like hell when I tell you to. When he told his football players to play like hell, they better get after it, man. They better know their assignments, win their boxes, and get after it. And his fourth one is, no dumping on the Madden Cruiser. Now, having rented a couple of Cruise America RVs over the years, first of all, I don't want to have to be the one to dump it. I understand if you're living on one, that's something you're going to have to do. But if I got the RV out in the driveway and there's like running water inside the house, or you're like within a block of somewhere where you could go to the bathroom, I'm like, I'd prefer you to go use the bathroom because I don't want to have to dump that stuff in a week. Although kids love to go take a dump on an RV. I don't know what it is. Kids love strange toilets. Adults, we hate strange toilets. We do not like to go. You realize that when you get kids, they want to stop at every rest area and use a toilet. It's crazy. If you've got kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Every kid in your life wants to, they go through a phase where they don't want to poop at all. They'll go like 5 or 6 days without pooping. Then you have to do an enema in the whole nine yards. You have to start giving them quarters so they'll go poop. And they get all binded up for like 6 or 7 days. And then when they start pooping, they want to poop everywhere. They want to go in their grandma's house. They want to go, oh, it's a bad. They love portalettes. Kids love portalettes. They love toilets in strange places. I can remember going down to the beach. We had to stop like 17 times. Because my kids just wanted to poop in different toilets. I don't know what that is. But on RVs, obviously you're in close proximity. It's kind of like pooping on an airplane. You just don't poop on an airplane. You make sure you go, you're emptied out before you get on an airplane. It's just common sense. It's etiquette. Well, he had this thing where he did not want anyone taking a dump on his Madden Cruiser. Matt Millen, who, of course, was the general manager of the Detroit Lions for a period of time and also played the National Football League for quite some time as well, told this story yesterday. It was great. You can pull it up and I'll post it at Tony Curry Radio about how he took a dump on John Madden's cruiser and John got really angry with him. He's like, dude, this is my house. This is where I live. This is because he doesn't fly. He's like, I'm not afraid of flying. I'm afraid of dying while I'm flying. And he got really, really angry. It's a great story. You should read it. He said, you don't take a dump on the jet. He said, there's one dude that took a dump on his cruiser and he's okay with it. Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you, Brandon. Thank you for watching here on Facebook Live on the Tony Caprage. He said Wayne Gretzky was the only dude, the great one. He's like, if the great one wants to come on to take a great one, then he's welcome to come on my Madden Cruiser anytime and get after it. So it's a great story. One of these stories, and this hadn't happened, I think, in like the last 5 or 6 years. I think the last time this happened, at least in the state of California, was about 5 years ago. A woman, her name's Fatima McGretterell, I hope I'm saying your name right, from California, gave birth to twins, but they have different birthdays. How cool is that? Alfredo was born 11:45 on New Year's Eve, and then Aylin, his twin sister, was born 16 minutes later in 2022. There are roughly 120,000 births every single year, with less than 3% of them being identical twins. In this particular case, she's had identical twins, and they were born in different years. How cool would that be? To have a twin sister or twin brother, and you're born on different days, right around the holidays? I thought that was pretty cool, too. Also, this story, I had this phone call from a friend of mine last night who drives for Uber Eats. Evidently, you can make some pretty good jack. A lot of people are doing it on their own time. They can drive whenever they want. So you first had Uber, and now you have Uber Eats, where basically they're just a delivery service. So he calls me up last night. He sends me this TikTok video of this other Uber Eats dude. who talked about tip baiting. Now, let me tell you something about tipping here. I love the tip. I think it looks good. I think if you're on a date and you're a serious tipper, it looks great. Leaving some cash on the table, leaving, you know, more than 20%, it makes you look generous, makes you look compassionate. I worked in the service industry for a long period of time. I worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I delivered things, and so I understood that, and I appreciated that, and I worked my ass off, right? I was OP. I was on time, prepared, and engaged. So I really appreciate, and I also understand people that work their heinies off for a table of 10, and they get nothing, or they get 10%, or oh, I thought you were leaving the tip, or I mean, people are really tight. I mean, they'll buy a $47 filet mignon, but then they don't tip on it. I don't get that. I don't understand that. They're cheap asses. I don't like that they're cheapskates. So evidently, there's a thing in Uber Eats, and I've never used Uber Eats, so you tell me if I'm wrong here. Good morning to you. Is it Caitlin? Caitlin Cash? So evidently, you can tip before you get your food. Is that right? So you can make a really generous tip before you get your food, but then you can change your tip after you get delivery. Is that correct? Which sounds kind of weird to me. Because why would you want to be making a generous tip not even knowing how your service is going to be? Is your food getting there on time? Is it hot? Was your driver nice? I don't know these things. And again, I'm a big tipper. I love to tip. I like to tip when I get drinks. I like to tip. I like to tip. I do, because I've been in the industry and I understand how hard it is. Right now, it's hard to get good service anywhere. Right? The restaurant industry is like in shambles. There's every single restaurant you drive by says we're hiring at $20 an hour. So I understand how difficult it is. You got guys who are busing, they're cooking, they're cleaning, they're doing it all, man. So I understand. So I want a tip. I want to walk in. So I go to Brewster's last night down the street to get a shake. And of course, they have a tip jar outside the window. And I'm like, I'm going through a drive-thru. I went to a Moe's the other day. And, you know, you go through Moe's, you're walking through the line. They're preparing your food, which is what they're going to do anyway. If they were bringing it to my table, I would tip. But they don't bring it to your table because it's a concession line. You go through and you grab your food and you take it to your own table. And I think they say it's like gas money or something. They have a gas can up there or something, some original thing. And if times are really tough and you're making $5-6 an hour, and I know that, then I'm more than happy to throw a little extra change in there. But when you're sitting there and they kind of look at you, and the bad thing is when you use your credit card or your debit card, there has been a screen, where you have to put the tip in first before you even do, so they know whether you're tipping them or not before you get your food. And I'm kind of like, it just makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't like that. It's not cool. Caitlin says her husband works for DoorDash. The tipping is awful with a lot of people. And I guess they figure since they're going to gain, and that's another reason why I don't use DoorDash or Uber Eats, because you're getting a Big Mac and it turns out to be a $17 Big Mac because of the service charges and all those things. And I'd rather just drive up the street and get it myself. But I understand it's a job. I understand people got to get it. And if you work for DoorDash or Uber Eats, you should be taken care of, particularly if you're a good person. If you come to the door, if I did have Uber Eats and they go, "Hey, no, Mr. Curry, good to see you, man. I hope your food is good, blah, 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 blah." I'm going to reach in my pocket, man, just for saying hello. Happy New Year to you. Hope you had a good week. How you doing? Hope you use my service again. Here's my business card. Call me anytime. Dude, I'm going to tip you because you're being friendly. You're being nice. And you're taking pride in your job. I like that. And I'll use you again, and it'll work for you. I promise you. You may not make more than $10 of tips the entire day, but I'm telling you, God's going to take care of you down the road because you're being friendly. You're being nice. So if I go through a Moe's, which, by the way, they weren't friendly at all, and I love Moe's. My kids love Moe's. I asked them, "How you doing?" Got no answer. "Hey, can I get some extra Chipotle?" Nothing. I get to the end. They're sitting there with my bill, and then there's this big gas can with a tip jar. And I'm like, no, I'm not tipping you. I'm not going to take care of you. I go through Publix up the street. They don't allow tipping, but they always give back to the community. And so they always ask, you know, round up your change, or couldn't you buy a toy for Toys for Tots? Absolutely, because they're super friendly. They're really nice. My kid works there. He knows all about it. It's great. But this whole thing where you can tip and then pull your tip out is bullshit. Evidently, a lot of people are saying, "I'll give you a really generous tip if you can get here within 30 or 35 minutes, and then they pull out. which is totally wrong. And if it works according to a bunch of Reddit users that went to a Reddit post, people are saying that's commonplace for people to do that. That's a bunch of hooey. If I was dating somebody and they were like, I'm going to give you 25%, and then they pull it back and only give you a couple of dollars, your tip, that ain't the dude I'm hanging out with or the gal I'm hanging out with. You're just a cheap ass. I'm not doing that. So take care of your tippers, man. Take care of your people that take care of you, but deserve good service. It's not that. Listen, if you walk up to a table and it's like one of two people that are serving an entire restaurant, and that happened to me last week, and I felt sorry for these folks because I know it's not their fault. If the food comes out and it's cold, it's usually on the server because it's been sitting up there for a while. If it comes out hot and it's wrong, then it's on the server. I get it. But if they're sitting there working really, really hard, but they have a good attitude, and they're like, yeah, man, sorry, I'm running a little late here. If they explain to me, I'm sorry, it took me a few minutes to get you drinks. I'm running haggard here. I don't have any help here, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm totally cool with that. I'm like, okay, I understand, and I will help them. I will tip them. I'm using your service. You're explaining to me what the situation is, and I really appreciate it. But be friendly. Be nice. If you're nice to me, and I mean, you're talking an extra 10 or 15 seconds. Y'all having a good day today? Thank you for coming to the restaurant. My name is Susie, and I really appreciate you coming to my table. What can I get for you? And try to make it right. I'm going to tip you big time. I'm going to give you 20, 25%. Tony Page, good morning to you. I'm going to tip you. I'm going to take care of you. But this whole crap about promising you're going to tip really well, and then you get good service, and then you back it out, you're a cheap ass. That's not the person I'm hanging out with. I'm not doing it. The other thing is, I think it's really interesting, is if you have 10 people at a table and you're picking up the tab, and the tab is $500, do the math. $25 tip, whatever it is, the percentage-wise, right? Give them the tip. But a lot of people think, well, I'm not leaving $30. That's a lot of money for a tip. Well, you're the one that ordered $500 worth of food. Do the math. In a lot of cases, if you just bump it up a percentage or two, you're talking to, like, you go to a Waffle House and you get a $20 meal and you're leaving $4 or $5. You can leave $6 or $7 as a difference between 17 and 22%. And people appreciate that. They do the numbers too. So it's something to think about. Happy birthday to Mel Gibson today. He turns 66. Eli Manning today turns 41. And Steven Stills, a guy I saw down at Workplay. One of my favorite shows I've ever seen. Fantastic show. He turns 77 today. And also today is DM day today. I tweeted out, if you're getting a DM today, it's not a good day. Today is Divorce Monday. There's an uptick of 66% in divorce accusations today. People just calling lawyers going, hey, listen, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? More people get separated today and file for divorce than any other day of the year. Ironically enough, that comes a day after the busiest day of the year on dating apps. Last night was Dating Sunday. Between 7 and 10 o'clock last night, Eastern time, was the biggest time on Tinder, on Match.com, on Dating.com, any of those sites. But today is Divorce Monday. This is the day where if you think something's going to happen, it probably is. You got through the holidays, the kids are happy, everything's good. Oh, by the way, I'm wanting to start a new life. It's January 3rd. Get after it. So I hope you're not getting that DM today. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. We got all these great shows. We do at noon and 8 every single day of the week. We have new shows coming up, including one called Mission Minded, which is going to be a show I'm co-hosting that is going to blow your socks off coming up here in a couple weeks. I'm super excited about that. Make sure you get the Tony Curry Radio app. It's absolutely free. We're not going to chase you down. It stays on, so you can actually listen to it and go back to your phone and check in messages and YouTube and whatever else you want to do, and it will continue to play. It's classic rock to the bone 24 hours a day with all these great shows. Tony Curry Radio, your home for the Curry and Claypo Show, Adapt or Perish, Livewire Wednesday, Blues Almighty, Damon Johnson Show, Dark Side of the Pooch.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being here.
You're on.
I'm so glad to be here myself.
I know, and you are too.
I'm happy you're here too.
I know. Dark Side of the Pooch today at noon and 8, brand new show with Dr. Rab Stewart. Man, now's the time, brother. We got some snow out there. Isn't it crazy to watch the dogs get dog crazies? We had it last night. It was fantastic. As soon as it got a little chilly, it's great. We had the AC on blowing. It was 81 degrees yesterday, and this morning it's like 29. Snow all over the place. Hope you got a chance to enjoy some of the white stuff. I know it's super excited. I mentioned earlier, someone said, you know, that's so right. Seeing snow is like seeing deer or boobs. You never get tired of seeing either one of them. I love it. I love it. I never get tired of seeing snow. And I know my northern friends up there, because I'm from Cincinnati, are like, what's wrong with you folks? I'm like, dude, we got assault trucks. We got nothing down here. We don't get snow but once every couple of years. And it's usually like an inch. That's enough. Be careful out this morning because of black ice and everything else. It is slippery out there, and a lot of kids aren't going back to school yet either, which is good. They probably wouldn't be going to school today anyway. But kids will be going virtual all this week, so we got another week to deal with that stuff before we get our kiddie poos back. And I hope you had just a wonderful holiday. It was a great Christmas. It was a weird Christmas, but it was a great Christmas. We had a good time, and I hope you did too. We talked about the California twins. Pretty cool story. This woman had twins on New Year's Eve. She had one right before New Year's Eve and then one right after. So she's got identical twins who have different birth dates. It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's a story you could tell your grandkids. We talked about Betty White dying. You can make an argument, I think, and there was a story about one of her caretakers. And a lot of people are talking now, and I'm sure that every story that comes out about Betty White is going to be wonderful. But this caretaker, she said, I continually told Betty how much she was loved. Not because she felt like she had to, just because she wanted to. She wanted to let people know how much people loved Betty White. And Betty was kind of like, whatever. She's like, no, seriously, I don't think you realize how many people, how beloved you are. Even my 17-year-old son knew who Betty White was. I told him, so Betty White died. He's like, oh, really? He was bummed out. Not only because she made it to 99, but because everyone loves Betty White. You can make an argument, and I was trying to think if there was any other celebrities that were as beloved as she was. I can't think of one. I can't think of anyone that loved a celebrity more than Betty White. No one had a bad thing to say. And she was saucy, dude. People talked about how she dropped F-bombs and stuff at Saturday Night Live. She played her part. She played her role. She was just a great person to be around, and I didn't know her. But everyone I've spoken to and everyone that's spoken about her that's been around her just said she was a wonderful woman, and this earth is a sadder place because she's gone, and heaven just got a lot better. I'm telling you that right now. Trying to figure out why she didn't make it to 100. It's just a number. I get that. It's God's will. He's going to make the final call. But I had an aunt. I talked about an aunt and aunt. He was 99 years old, and she's like, I could go right now if I wanted to. I could close my eyes right now and say, God, take me, and he'd do it. She goes, but I'm going to make it to 100 because I know a lot of people are planning on me being 100. They think it's cool that I'm going to be 100. After 100, I think I can go, and she died like 2 days later. She just called it. I've had several people in my life be able to do that, where they're sitting there, you know, they're watching TV, and they're like, you know what? My dad did that. My dad was 82, had cancer. Had beaten it, got it back, wasn't going to go back through a chemo or any of that stuff at his age. And he had a little bit of a fall out in the garage, didn't break anything. Thank God my mom was a hoarder because he just landed in boxes. And just stopped talking and just decided, hey, listen, I've had enough. They were talking about doing hospice. My dad was like too proud to have hospice. He's like, I'm not doing hospice. I'm not having some stranger come in here and change my underwear. I'm not doing it. And basically said, today's my last day. And so I called him up, and I said, okay, you good to go? And he didn't say anything for about 10 minutes. And then he said, I love you, and it was over. Like 5 minutes later. He's like, I love you. He's like, I love you too, Dad. And 5 minutes later, he was gone. Maybe it's because they know they're going to die, that they can sit there and say they're going to die. But, I mean, I firmly believe, and I've seen this numerous times, where someone will just say, I'm ready to kick the ball. I'm ready to go. I've done everything I can do here, and God, if you'll take me, I'm ready to go. And they just go like right now. You see this old couples all the time, right? You ever see old couples die together? That's a God thing, man. When one person is passing away and the other one's like, I'm ready to go, and they die at the same time, I'm just telling you. Coming up on Wednesday, Livewire Wednesday, it's all AC/DC from 8 until 9 o'clock, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. They do wonderful work. Kai Gregory is looking forward to 2022. It's been a weird year when it comes to employment. When you're talking about staffing, they will take care of you. 205-682-2828. They're right here in Hoover, Alabama, but they serve the United States of America just like Tony Curry Radio does and Tony Curry Radio Live. They will take care of you. Their word and your handshake still mean something to them at Southern Precision Staffing. Tony Curry Radio, your home for the Curry and Klapo Show, Adapter Parish, Dark Side of the Pooch, which we'll go on today. We get these email questions from across the country and right here at our epicenter here in Hoover, Alabama, about pet care. Dr. Rab Stewart is unlike any veterinarian you'll ever meet or ever hear from. He does a show at noon at 8, and we get those questions. If you go to TonyCurryRadio.net, Tony Curry, that's it with a K, TonyCurryRadio.net. Leave your questions, become a bonehead, and leave your emails, and we'll answer your questions about pet care. We get some really interesting ones that we'll get into a little bit later on this morning, particularly since pets have been through the holidays as well. I mean, the pet bed moved from one side of the room to the other. There's Christmas trees. There's things jingling around. There's people walking through the place. Dogs and cats are freaking out. I've got one upstairs that freaks out every time it rains. It's been raining and snowing. It's been rough for pets, right? And then you got new ones coming into the house, people giving dogs and cats as pets. You need to listen to the show at noon and 8, Dark Side of the Pooch, again later this afternoon right here on Tony Curry Radio. The Curry and Klapo Show, which has been on every morning for years, is fixing to change things up. We're going to move that shoot to Thursday morning, so make sure you listen up for Dr. Josh and myself on Thursday mornings from 7:30 to 9:30. We'll also be, of course, on Fox 6 for our 9:30 hit every single Thursday morning, so we got that going on. That's a little bit of a change. And also three new shows, two for sure. A third one looks like it's going to happen sometime, breaking sometime in mid-January that we're super excited about, including one called Mission Minded, which is going to be done with a good friend of mine, Michael Coleman, from the Jimmy Hill Mission. It's not going to be a Jimmy Hill Mission show, but it's going to be about a lot of the things that he works on. He's an entrepreneur. He's a man. He's a business guy. He's got some great ideas, and a show that I'm really looking forward to co-hosting called Mission Minded, coming up a little bit later on in January as well, right here on Tony Curry Radio. We lost two big ones. You can make it three if you count Dan Reeves. John Madden, Dan Reeves, and, of course, Betty White passed away. It's kind of funny. In a morbid kind of way, whenever my radio partner, Dr. Josh, whenever I mention anyone's name, did they die? I'm like, no, they didn't die. It was their birthday today, or they're in the news or something. And we've been doing that with Betty White now for about 6 years. So whenever I mention Betty White, she die? I'm like, no, she's fine. So finally on New Year's Eve, I wrote Betty White on a text, and he didn't write anything back. And he's like, what? And I said, dude, she finally passed away. And then he was like, you're kidding me. I was like, no, she passed away. And he's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. She'll be sorely missed. And I mentioned, I think that for the most part, she was probably the most beloved, if not the most beloved celebrity that we've ever had. And she'll be sorely missed for sure. Tony Curry Radio on a Dark Side of the Pooch Monday, again at noon and 8 later this afternoon with Dr. Rab Stewart, myself co-hosting the show. It's a great pet show. Check it out at noon and 8. Adapter Parish tomorrow. Live Wire Wednesday on Wednesday. Blues Almighty Austin Hanks come on. Who's going to be on this week with him? Do you know? It's Thursday. It's always got a special guest. Then, of course, the Damon Johnson Show coming up on Friday, which I also co-host. David Lee Roth was supposed to be playing on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day at the House of Blues out in Las Vegas. It's one of his last shows he'll ever do. He was supposed to play those two shows and then be done and retire. I don't think David's got the word retire in his vernacular. I don't think he can do it. I think his ego is too big to quit altogether. Then he said, back by popular demand, if you will, or just by demand, period, he added five more shows. So he's supposed to get back up at the House of Blues on the 5th, the 7th, the 9th, the 11th. He basically plays every other day until the end of January. And I hope he gets the chance to do that because he said he's retiring, he's hanging it up, and he was really pretty short in his retirement. He's like, this is it, I'm done. Normally, David's flying off saying something kind of cocky or weird or egomaniacal or whatever it is. Egomaniacal, and he just basically said, I'm done. So if you're going to see David Lee Roth in Las Vegas, which I could think of other reasons to go out there, but that would certainly be one of the reasons, I wanted to know what exactly he plays in his concerts. And you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe it's some Van Halen stuff, maybe it's some solo stuff, maybe just solo stuff. This is what he played last. Last time he went on tour, this was about 45 days ago, something like that. You Really Got Me, Big Train, Unchained, Fresh Out, Just Like Paradise, Dance the Night Away, Running with the Devil, Mean Street, California Girls, Ice Cream Man, which you just heard, Tobacco Road, Jamie's Crying, Panama, Beautiful Girls, Pretty Woman, Ain't Talking About Love, Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody, and then his encore is Jump. So he definitely does that. But that's a pretty good set list right there. It's pretty good tunes there he does there from Van Halen. I'm surprised he doesn't do more of his solo stuff. Where's Yankee Rose? And again, I haven't heard David Lee Roth singing quite some time, so I don't even know if he hits the notes anymore, but pretty good stuff there. So check out David Lee Roth. If you go to setlist.fm, you can see other set lists that he's done right here on Tony Curry Radio.